according to the legal religious practices during the times Jesus lived, especially Joseph and Mary, his parents. Women who were caught up in irregular situations like adultery or something similar were condemned to death by stoning. And so when we listen to the gospel of today, Sunday, we see that Mary becomes pregnant without being with Joseph yet. So that tells us that there was in Mary some kind of irregularity according to the viewpoint of the religious leaders of the time. So accordingly, she would be stoned to death according to the religious practices of the time. But also we see the attitude of Joseph. The gospel describes Joseph as a just and righteous man. Okay, so during that time, a just and a righteous person would be someone who follows the law to the letter. So accordingly, if Joseph was a just and a righteous man, he would put Mary, his future wife, to death, according to the religious practices of the time. But Joseph didn't do that. He was righteous, yes. He was just, but he had compassion in his heart. He had mercy in his soul. And so the righteousness and the justice of Joseph saves the life of Mary and also saves the life of the child Jesus being carried in the womb of Mary. Just imagine if Joseph would follow the law of the Pharisees of the time. Mary would be dead, and also the child Jesus would be dead. Also, we are reminded what the Lord Jesus said: I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to bring them into fulfillment. Sometimes people get so enslaved by laws and regulations and principles that they forget the dignity of the human being. Perhaps we have laws in our country, in our society, in every country in the world that degrade the dignity of the human person, the dignity of family life, and the dignity of marriage. So, not because everything that is legal has to be morally good. So we need to have that discernment. What is good and what is right? Always to follow the law of Christ, Jesus, which is the law of mercy and love and compassion. Always looking to serve, to seek the good of our neighbor, the good of our brothers and sisters, the good of the human being. And in the Eucharist, Jesus Christ brings about mercy, life, peace, and consolation.